What are your memories of your husband's medical treatment?
Well, once he left Guildford and he was working in London, he soon realised that no way could he travel to Guildford for attention. So he then got transferred to King's, and he stayed at King's until he retired. And the thing with King's, which I used to have to tolerate every time he had an appointment, was how long he had to wait. He said, "I know I should be out by 1 o'clock because they will want to go to lunch, but they make all the appointments at 9 or 10 in the morning. They seem to think that they are the only people that have got a job of work to do."
So he might wait from 9 until how long?
12, 1 o'clock, as I say. He said, "You knew that you would be out by lunchtime." He used to complain, because he is the type that does complain. He's always looking for solutions, because, quite frankly, he's rather an impatient person. I sometimes call him an impatient sod.
And where was he treated after he retired?
He then transferred from King's down to Guildford. I think he might have carried on at King's for a very short time, but when the travelling in London became impossible, it was so horrendous that he said, "I'll have to go down to Guildford." Although he'd been with King's for so long, he had a loyalty towards them.
And what was Guildford like?
Smaller, much smaller. He used to take himself to the ordinary clinic, but when it was the eye clinic, because they put drops in his eyes, I always had to do the driving, and that was always a long wait, always. So invariably, we would make it that we would go out afterwards somewhere and make it a day's outing. I would take lunch, and we would perhaps sort of go up to Guildford's Cathedral, have our lunch up there and visit the cathedral, and walk round the cathedral and visit the children's chapel, as I have lost 2 children, and they have their names in the remembrance book, which they now have in the children's chapel.